For those who know me, who've known me for a while, this podcast will not be a surprise. What might be surprising is that it's taken me this long. Good afternoon. Good morning or good evening, depending on when you'll be listening to this. I hope you're well. I'm just thinking to myself and I'm like, how am I doing another of these? I just need to breathe. Soul talks. But I'm grateful to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful to God that if before I wondered if anything could shake my faith or could make me say, okay, you know what, that's it. I'm done with this faith walk. I've always kind of like come to that place where I'm like, you know what? We camp here. Whether there's heaven, there's no heaven. Whether Jesus is real or he's a prophet or the Son of God, I camp here. I know that my God is real. I know that His Spirit walking on the inside of me is absolutely real. If I didn't know this before, I now know it. I know it now. But doesn't mean I'm not struggling though. I'm still struggling somehow, but I'm struggling out in the open. So I'm not struggling in the closet. I'm actually having these conversations in my mind, in my heart with my God. And, I think what I'm struggling the most is, to be honest, is this is my biggest question. Since we know that God is sovereign and at the end of the day, it is His will that will be done on earth as it is in heaven, then why do I have to pray? Why pray? Why can't I just say to God, you know, I know you love me. I trust you completely and totally. I am loyal to your government. You see, on this matter, I surrender to your government. Whatever your will is for this matter, let it be done. Do you know? Because why pray then when God can choose to give you the other thing which is contrary to what you want? Why not just pray to Him to have His way from the beginning? I think that's my singular most, my biggest challenge now. Because every time I want to pray for something, that thought just comes and is like, just pray, let the will of God be done. And that's it. You know, because you pray, you bring out scriptures that align with the promises of God for something. You decree it, you declare it, you visualize it. You know, it's real to you. But then it doesn't happen. So I can't, I can't, it's not in me. Because if you look at it in the flesh, if you have a father and you go to your father loves you, you ask him for something, if it's in his ability and his capacity to give you, he just gives you, right? You don't have to go through all these different steps of things to get a loving father to give you something. And I can't accept that my father is not my loving father. God is my loving God. So why would I have to go through all those things and still he decides not to give them to me, when I really don't even believe that those things are necessary? I just think that, okay, it's okay. We're being taught this is how you know, push in the place of prayer. This is how, you know, today. I don't have any issues with those things, you know. And, but sometimes, especially times like this, I just wonder that really, does God really need all these things? I don't think so. I guess it's to build us up ourselves, right, in our characters. So I think that's my biggest challenge. Because the one time that Jesus Christ was asked to teach his disciples how to pray, his prayer was very short. And he started with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." Full stop. "Give us our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil." And that was it. That was how he taught them to pray. And I know I've read many books in my lifetime about how that was just a template and we're to build on it. I agree. And the Bible is replete with so many different scriptures that we can build into our prayer lives. And I have no issue with them. I guess I'm just like, I think, you know, in this life, we really have to come to a place of complete detachment from people and things. You can't hold on to anything or anyone too tightly. You can't even hold on to your prayer request too tightly, because then when you don't get what you want, it's difficult. Because deep in my heart, and please, this podcast is just going to be here on my, it's not going to be something I'm going to share. So if you did click play, it means you signed up to just hear me ramble and air my thoughts and all deep in my heart. I didn't get to where I am today without knowing that the only thing I have, the one thing I have in this, my life, is that God loves me and that God is always for me and God will never leave me nor forsake me, and he has shown me. Like I was saying, God has shown me in so many different ways that he's there for me and that he loves me. So this is not even about me. No, it's not about me. It's not about me turning away from my faith. It's not even about, because I remember at some point I was saying, you know what, even if if this is not working, if we're not getting what we want, it can't be God's fault. Do you know, it may be His sovereign will, but it's not because something is wrong with Him or His love. And now that I'm thinking about it, it may not automatically mean that it meant something is wrong with me, but you know automatically that is what you think. That, okay, what am I not doing right? What have I missed? You know. It's painful. It's painful. But here is where I'm quite stubborn. As much as I have so many questions and thoughts, my stubbornness in my refusal to look to anybody else but this my God has made me almost drowning my senses with content, you know, devotionals, music. I even signed up for Halo, which is a prayer app that is mostly for Catholics, but it's really helping me. I find it actually quite fascinating, you know. And I'm a super fan of Jonathan Rumi anyway, so that was really what triggered me checking out the app. But it's quite fascinating, you know, hearing about all these saints and doing the Bible readings and the devotionals in addition to what I already have with my YouVersion and my Abide. And actually have fallen back on listening to the Wolfbeck videos, because at some point, you know, you can't just, because I know, I have heard, and I have watched testimonies of people and families being blessed with answers to their prayers in situations like I was facing, that my family was facing. And it was almost like a slap in the face that, okay, so if this can happen, God can do this. He does do it, and He will still do it tomorrow. And maybe even today, He would answer people's prayers. Then why didn't He answer mine, my family's prayers? Why? And I know God is sovereign, and I know we say that God can be questioned, but that's not the relationship I have. And I have asked Him that question, you know, and I have asked, and He has answered. And I may not be happy with the answer, but God is God like that, so loving, that you will not ask Him a question and He will tell you, ta, get out of here, how dare you, never. That has not been my experience. So, honestly, lately, you know, my prayers have been very simple. I thank God for life, because it's still a gift. I will never take it for granted. I thank Him for the privilege of breath. And I just say, today, let Your will be done, Lord. Anything You want. That's what me too I want. It's okay. In every area of my life, let your perfect will be done. I align myself fully with your purpose and your plan for my life. And I stand in the gap for members of my family, and I do same for them. Just draw them closer so that they too, they can be aligned. Because really, what is it that I want for myself that can be better than what God has in store for me? You grab. So rather than sitting down here visualizing what me I want, and to be honest, just as I said it, I remember Pastor Pojo has said it, that stop trying to visualize and see what you want. Sit down and let God show you what he has in store for you. And see that once you can see that, then that maybe that's where we miss it sometimes. So I do that. I thank him and I tell him that his will be done. And I ask him, you know, to show me that will. Let there be light. Let me see clearly. What will you have me do for you today? You know, even in this place where I am, where, you know, my focus right now is on very few people. But still, I have work to do for him. So I ask him, let it be clear what you want me to do for you today. And I think I just close with a prayer for protection. And then I thank him again. And I close. Do my devotionals. Sit with him. Let him talk. Take down notes. I pray that more people would start just spending more time just sitting and letting him speak and take down notes. Because in this season, I've had to go back and go and just read over some of the things that he said to me and told me. And they've been quite encouraging. I really thank God for those who were standing in the gap, standing on the wall with me to pray. And I'm sorry that you're listening, and if you're not close, I'm like, what's great talking about? What's going on? It's just one of those things that I just have to exhale and do this for myself, but in a way that respects every other person that is around me, that this also touches, because it's not just my situation to share, my story to share. So I don't want to do that, but I also don't want to keep myself quote unquote constipated verbally or in terms of expressing myself, because this is the first time I've opened up my mouth to speak these things out and get them out of my system. I've chatted them with a few people here and there, you know. Everybody, I mean, what are you going to say? Everybody tries their best to encourage. But I have found in my personal, sort of going through this too many times. I find out one of the biggest weapons of the enemy in times like this is to keep you muted, keep your mouth closed, and that doesn't work very well for me. So if you do, well, you did, thank you. If as you have stumbled on this and clicked and listened up until this point, Please share something with me. Tell me, how do you handle things when you pray to God about something and you had so much faith? You were so sure that he had heard you. You believe you saw the visuals. You believe he had promised you for that thing and then it doesn't happen. What's your response? What do you do in those first days or weeks after that, especially when it's something really critical, you know. I'm not talking about biscuit and chewing gum prayers, no, not like really important stuff that you really trusted that his love will give you. God is still God, and God is still good. I'm sure I will continue to have so many questions, so many sighs and deep exhales, but again, having been here quite a number of times, I know that with time, the waves don't seem like they're that big anymore. And while before you were being drowned by them, then you begin to ride them. And then after a while, you just begin to watch them in the distance. And oh God. Thank you so much for your time. See you on the other side. Stay lifted. And let's all hold fast to our saltiness. We will be God's chosen salt. We will not be trampled under the feet of men. We will shine bright. This light that we all carry, we will shine bright. We will be powered and filled by the Spirit of God that He's continually pouring into and over us every single day. And we will stand and fight our good fight of victory right to the very end. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Bless you.